Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
You can only keep up the act for so long when everything around you is falling apart. Sooner or later, either the mask is going to slip, or you'll have to confess that what you're presenting to the public and the reality of your situation are two entirely different things. Especially when you've burned your reputation in the same industry you once profited from, off what was known as the coolest podcast in the world. Because now, Adam22 is on the cusp of losing it all.
No Jumper is going broke. I know that might sound crazy. Between both of our YouTube channels last month, we got over 25 million views. We're doing well on Facebook and Snapchat. We employ quite a few of the hottest content creators on the West Coast, and we pump out an insane amount of content on a weekly basis. How could we be going broke? Well, let's start here.
These days, Adam22 has got himself in some pretty murky waters. As the news of the Big U federal RICO indictment broke, which took Adam's regular co-host Brick Baby and recurring guest Loose Cannon down with him, people like Rory and Maul suspected he could be in trouble.
Adam, be careful, because if you think the feds ever need logic in a RICO case, as far as money being funneled and what that money went to, even though you didn't even know where the money was going, don't act like you can't get brought up in this shit either. I don't think Adam did anything, but do you think the feds care? You think they play by the same rules we play by?
A lot
by?
Of times
you
in
could
RICO,
find any it, wired it, money, and that money that was wired there was used to do something that was sent to somebody. You get caught up in this shit in a heartbeat.
And soon, the news was broke by WAC 100 on Adam's own platform that the feds had come knocking at his door.
What's up, man? I just called my attorney to try to get him down there so Adam don't be doing no telling, bro.
Man, they saying Adam locked up all on the blogs. What's going on?
They came and got him this morning, bro. They doubled back. They came by there. We try and have him out because he's supposed to go live today, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to go live at 4 p.m. And the crazy thing is, Adam texted me.
They're going to have him out by like 2:30. We can get him out by 2:30. He can still make it to the building.
And while he wasn't exactly sure what the exact issue was, they were intent on getting some kind of information from him.
They own him about something, bro. I don't know what they own him about, but they own him about something. And I don't know if they were trying to get something out of him, but I'm pretty sure come 4 o'clock, he going to be here. My attorney assured me they're going to definitely have him at 2:30 at the latest. So he'll be here at 4 o'clock. I'm pretty sure he's going to have a lot to say.
Now that Adam's on the feds' radar, a lot of people see this as the consequences finally catching up to him. After all, people have been calling him out for years for speaking on street issues when his own life was far from it. It's even led to wild face-offs with people like King Yella.
I'm really worried about you steady playing with my name. I've really been getting my life together trying to change. Uh-huh. But it's like, you're just playing with me. And I think you can't get your ass beat or something.
No, anything's possible.
Yeah. If I come to your shit and a motherfucker play with me, gang, God forbid. For them.
Mm-hmm.
You better be prepared. I'm prepared to die right now. Is you?
Yeah.
No.
I'm probably
you're
even
not.
More prepared than you.
Not to mention how chaotic things got with Ruga when he felt he was taking Chicago's name in vain.
I'm not a boxer.
Now there's racistness coming out.
And now you're going to play the race card.
Talking about cavemen? You racist, man.
I'm describing your brain.
You weird.
Not your race.
You weird.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Come on.
Sure.
I'm going to get up out of here. Don't touch me, though.
But let's see. Behave like a grown-up, Ruga.
Podcast? Come on.
Get the f*** out.
Touch you?
Get out of here.
You scared.
That's exactly why no one's rushing to save him. With all the damage he's done to his reputation, it's no surprise that the only ones backing No Jumper now are the ones still getting paid from associating with them. Because let's be real, Adam and his content are nothing like the BMX kid he started out as. And when you reflect back on his moves, it's clear that he has no one to blame but himself. A channel which was birthed from his previous experience with his BMX brand on the come up, No Jumper's initial run gave us some in-depth interviews with up-and-coming stars. From XXXTentacion to Juice WRLD, many young talents.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Came onto the platform to introduce themselves to the world. While the likes of Takei, Lil Xan, and even the late great Lil Peep all had music videos hosted on the channel. Notably, many of these videos still remain the highest viewed content on the platform, even 9 or 10 years after they dropped. As a kid from New Hampshire, Adam was pretty much a novice in the world of hip hop, which means that he got finessed at times. At one stage, Dame Dash made him pay for his haircut in return for an interview.
I paid Dame Dash for this interview. I paid $500. It was weird. The connect is like, yeah, you know, is this a paid interview? And my publicist asked me, she's like, what am I supposed to say when people ask that? And I said, say no. Say it's not paid. And so she said that. And then they come back to her and they say, we're going to need $500 for his haircut and his driver. We thought this was pretty hilarious after because, like, his haircut, like, he literally does not have a hair on his head. And that's not a diss or anything. I'm sure there would be some hair on his head. But, you know, he rocks a baldy. Like, Dame Dash shaves his head. That sounds like a pretty expensive haircut.
Then again, Adam always claimed that landing big names in the culture was worth the cost. However, while his content initially centered around the hottest rappers coming up, the problems for Adam and his reputation were about to begin with some notorious episodes on the show, where it seemed like he was maybe exploiting situations for views. In one of the most chaotic clips to ever emerge from the channel, Boonk Gang appeared on the show completely trashed out of his mind and was clearly in no shape to appear on camera. And to Adam's credit, he did actively try and get them to postpone the interview.
You can leave the black and mild on the ground. It's okay, Boonk. It's okay, Boonk. Shout out to the homie Boonk.
Oh my God. Help me with this nigga, bro.
Oh, yeah. You can take a picture.
You're gonna get a picture.
Right here. Maybe this will be the thumbnail.
Get a picture. No, that's good.
Appreciate you, Boonk. Take care, bro.
But at the same time, the 5 million views that the video pulled in felt like a turning point, where drama wasn't just something that happened on No Jumper, but it was almost as if they were leaning into it. Whether that was interviewing OnlyFans models, bringing pimps and gang members onto the platform, or attempting to gas up beef between other rappers. At times, this strategy backfired, like when he tried asking Trippie Redd about his beef with Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I'm at like 850k, bro. You could get me that million. Come on, just boom. Just say, hey, 1400 gang, follow this idiot. Boom. I got a million. And then I'll owe you.
So
I'll be your assistant.
Guess what?
I feel like at a certain point, it's almost like too much.
As the street-focused content grew, and Adam started being seen more as an instigator, the narrative shifted. He went from a respected promoter of new music to just another culture vulture. Although he always denied it, even saying that Dame Dash didn't call him a vulture, but that he was just a racist.
What did you Many say times. To make Dame call you racist?
I mean, there's a bunch of them, but like one that stands out, one part for him is that he feels like I'm white, so I should be more interested in white culture musically, and that it's a little odd that I'm so into black culture. He's like, why do you always want to talk about rap shit, black culture? And I'm like, well, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't really think you'd be that interested in Mumford & Sons. And he just, you're racist! I went to a Mumford & Sons show! Like, I was like, okay, fine. I thought you wouldn't like Mumford & Sons. My apologies.
I've never even heard of Mumford.
Now, I'm not sure if that was the flex he thought it was. Either way, it wasn't enough to convince some people, particularly when his content isn't solely about the music anymore. And as the company has expanded, things only got messier, bringing us to the now, where people are actually enjoying watching it all fall apart. Thanks to early cosigns from rappers who were actually tapped into the culture, Adam was originally given the benefit of the doubt. Just like Academics caught heat for his War in Chirac series, where he built his brand by clowning real-life violence, Adam faced similar backlash when his channel began shifting from talking about music to street.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Drama. With people accusing him of profiting off pain he had no part in. And when he popped up on other platforms, he was hit with some harsh reality checks.
I find it somewhat disturbing that somebody that is outside of what these boys endure on a day-to-day basis, interviewing them and monetizing it for your own personal gain when these kids are dying. This is them and their family's trauma that you guys are monetizing to turn a fucking profit, and you're calling it journalism. That's not fucking journalism. So in them doing this, they're coming on your platform because your platform is huge. So do you agree that them coming on your platform, you said it already, that it has a benefit for them as well as you?
Of course. Yeah.
So do you also think that you are monetizing this black beef trauma shit that these boys are going through?
I mean, incidentally, yes, I am monetizing it because when we make content on YouTube, it's monetized by default.
Incidentally.
But that being said, this is content that the people clearly wanted to see.
So that's your rule. If people want to see it, I'm putting it out. It don't matter about your behavior and your train of thought isn't aligned with the well-being of these people. You're just listening to songs.
Let me give
you. You don't really give a fuck. You don't really give a fuck about any of these people. FBG Cash reacts to FBG Duck's mom. Like, you putting moms in this shit.
She dissed him.
We delved into who this kid is as a person, what he grew up and what he endured in growing up. Y'all don't give a f-. Y'all care about what the people are gonna go to immediately.
They're gaining from it as well.
No, they're not.
Looking back at some of the comments on this video, people actually gave Adam a little bit of grace back then, as they felt that he definitely at least earned his spot in hip-hop by putting on for underground artists early on. But that perception faded a long time ago, especially after he hired a whole crew of people, only to use them and toss them aside when it suited him. And to be fair, during the early run of his career, No Jumper was pulling in serious money.
What is the whole brand make in a month or in a year?
No Jumper might bring in $1 million a month.
Wow.
And then Plug Holy Talk, crap. Not quite as much, but in the ballpark arena of that. A big part of it's Patreon. You know, we have a Patreon that does six figures a month. Facebook has been insane. We're making a couple hundred grand a month on Facebook.
After an explosion of views in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Adam and No Jumper began to branch out and started hiring various hosts while expanding their repertoire of shows. That said, it was no surprise that some of them flopped almost immediately. For example, there was the flat-out terrible ideas, like having the infamous OnlyFans model Selena Powell have an entire show dedicated to her on the channel. As expected, it was short-lived. Others like Lil Housephone, AD, T-Rell, Sharp, and Lush became regulars and helped carry the platform for a while. The status quo remained in place for a pretty decent amount of time, with the content they generated beginning to garner its own fans. But when this all blew up around them, No Jumper was lucky to have survived 2023, with all the infighting and allegations of a toxic work environment that arose. Things really started to spiral when a trans guest on the show appeared to outlaw Housephone for having relations with them.
Never mind. Duh, come on, let's hear the impression.
No, I was going to impersonate someone that I shouldn't have.
Oh, come on. You've already sold out entire life here.
Well.
That looked down upon to expose that somebody may have been with a trans person?
Yeah, absolutely. I sign NDAs and I take them very seriously, so just but letting everybody know that.
You didn't get one for, I'm guessing?
He didn't fucking pay me. Fuck him. The fuck?
So just air him out. But I feel like in general, that's kind of a thing.
You pay for discretion in this world, okay? Uh-huh. All right? I am a very, very honest person, and I'm well-known veteran, okay?
I have a feeling that this will soon be about him.
Oh,
I'm going to be hearing a lot about this.
And people, this was sludge.
Tell him to fucking take it up with me. I don't give a fuck.
I would like to say the same.
Want
to
try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One Tuesday.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
But it seems like I'm worried about people calling me a bad friend for just not editing this and putting it out. They're going to be mad at me, but I'm just...
And this wasn't the first time Adam crossed the line. He already caught backlash for mocking the abuse that House Phone's mom went through at the hands of another man.
He beat the shit out of my mom one time, and I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes, and he literally almost killed her. Uh-huh. My uncle is the one who sent it to him.
Well, now you're gonna have another weird phone call.
I know, right? I know, I know. Actually,
your uncle's gonna be like, you know, this guy in the little house phone with no jumper.
That is
that's my nephew.
That is your son.
And I ain't seen him since he was four.
Yeah, yeah, for real. I beat a bitch up, and it was what it was.
Hey, relax, bro.
I
hey, not for real, for real.
See, it's sensitive.
Out of pocket, bro.
I wanted to bring up.
Despite this flagrant disrespect, they carried on, with House Phone simply asking for the line about the trans situation to be removed from the episode of the podcast that Adam then hosted with Danny Mullen.
But you saw the text messages. You saw how strongly worded I was urging the fucking editors to make sure that it was taken out. Like, you know what my intentions were,
right? I called
you
specifically and asked you, bro, your lack of even, it didn't even sound like you was even listening to me when I called you on the phone. Your tone was just, I don't give a I knew that I was wasting my breath by even asking you to edit it. Or
how are you wasting your breath when
you saw the text messages? I asked you not to put it out. I asked you not to put it out.
You asked me to edit it out.
I asked you not to
put it out.
The first thing that I said was, can you not put it out? But I knew as soon as that came out of my mouth that I was wasting my breath, because I know you, and I know you're not gonna, the way that you view shit is like, I'm not gonna throw away this content. Oh, I filmed this thing, so I'm not gonna not put it out.
When Adam ignored that request, it sparked a heated confrontation with House Phone. And things exploded when Adam brought up the death of the same woman he'd previously mocked for being a victim of abuse.
It don't matter about if what the fuck you tried to do, Adam. It's about what happened, bro. And then let's move forward to that bullshit ass apology you gave when you're on the fucking news. You're talking about, yeah, he's been going through the mom shit. He's been going through the health shit. You talking about the person that fucking raised me?
Are you actually acting like I have some kind of disrespect for your mom when
you're
I fucking
disrespectful as fuck.
I paid for the fucking first funeral of all, as soon as it all, happened just because.
In the aftermath, the sentiment surrounding Adam seemed to change in an irreversible way. Specifically because not only would he not take accountability, but that he threw something so personal in someone's face, who was allegedly a close friend in the full view of the world. The fact that this conversation was used as content says a ton. The friendship was doomed to fail. But it wasn't just the fans that were horrified, because from there on out, it felt like nothing was ever the same at No Jumper again. And that T-Rail and AD got a real wake-up call. All the while, Adam continued to dig his heels in and make things worse.
I was like, God damn, Adam, shut the
what?
I'm like, because I'm like, you're so argumentative.
I already rebutted this crazy opinion. He was saying things
the same way.
T-Rail, by the end of the podcast, he fully admitted and apologized for saying shit that wasn't true. So I don't know how you think that I'm going to sit here and have somebody say shit to me that is demonstrably not true and not respond to it. That whole idea.
You can't respond to it right after each sentence.
You putting out this argument that we already resolved is unnecessary, because me and him already had that conversation and he already acknowledged that that was fucked up for him to be acting like it was a different thing.
I mean, let me finish my fucking sentence. It was going nice. It was going to go the nice route.
No, podcast.
But look, it is, but bad podcast. You always say, let us speak. Let the person speak and let them get that off.
Right, but that doesn't mean like, here, get off a 20-minute rant. Shit that is completely
You still hear
I heard him out and I responded.
Hypothetically.
This is my podcast, and I'm willing to hear out other people's opinions, but if your opinion is that I should have sat there and took that, get the fuck out of here. It's not happening.
It's my podcast. Now you're going, it's my podcast.
It is my podcast.
It's my podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I do what I want.
That is kind of the gist of it.
I just feel like he would have been more receptive to additional feedback.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we get that you feel that way, but
I think everybody would have been.
As if that wasn't enough of a reason for them to want to flee, he was then seen looking gleeful when he was referred to as Master by Destiny, a streamer who he collaborated with despite his numerous racist rants over the years.
I had to look up like 30 things, so I thought you were inviting me to fuck you. And
you thought
girlfriend.
I was black when you No,
well, yeah,
invited.
That too also. Well, because I already said Adam does hip-hop, so I didn't know you were just the slave owner
hip-hop
and not the...
Wow.
Listen, I'm here to rep a...
Okay. I like how... Oh, Lord. Bleep that.
And of course, much of that original crew left soon after.
Today, we put in our resignation papers today, man. Yeah, man, we left the fort, man. No more AD at No Jumper. No more T-Rail at No Jumper. No more Duno at No Jumper. No more Smack at No Jumper. We gone, man. Me personally, I feel amazing, man. I gotta salute my brother T-Rail, bro. That nigga, man, he loyal to the soil. Yeah, more people need to be like him. Stand up. He said, man, if my homie ain't in this shit, I ain't doing this shit either, man. I feel like, man, as minorities, black and brown, bro, we showing that we can stick together. That's a big ass movement right there. You know what I'm saying?
With his empire now under more scrutiny than ever, Adam had to build from the ground up again. And almost immediately, he claimed he learned an important lesson from it. And sure enough, he rebuilt the team.
All right, tell me what you've learned from all of this.
You know, I feel much more equipped to build something, like to build a cast of characters and everything. It sucks that I wasn't able to, you know, do it with these guys. But sometimes with me moving so fast and doing so many fucking interviews and everything, it's just I didn't have enough of my eye on the ball to realize what I had in that moment. I can't like fully blame myself because that was such a new thing to me. I think I realized that I'm not, you know, desperately trying to grow this thing. Like I want to do something solid and consistent that I'm happy with. And, you know, I don't necessarily feel like we need to have, you know, 5 live shows a week or whatever. I feel like at this point, I'm perfectly happy to, you know, slow it down a little bit.
The only problem was that the channel basically seemed like it thrived off drama, controversy, and cheap stunts from there on out. Instead of going back to the insightful interviews with rising rappers that built the channel, he doubled down on street content, clearly enjoying it when fights between people like Suspect and Kelpie went viral.
Boy, fuck out of here.
I ain't never seen no bitch.
Who are you?
I'm Lil
who
Kelpie.
Are you?
Kelpie
no one knows
him.
You.
Kelpie the motherfucker.
Kelpie the
pimp.
Clown.
You
fuck
ain't
out of
gotta
here.
Know who I am, bro. Ben Franklin knows who I am.
Out of here.
He knows who the fuck I am. I'm
you
getting
said
money
what?
Every day. I said
you
Ben
said,
Franklin knows who the fuck I am, bitch.
Who you calling a
ben
bitch,
Franklin?
Though?
I'm calling you a bitch.
I was in here chilling.
But if he was accused of being a culture vulture beforehand, another terrible decision which only served to destroy him was when he decided to conduct an interview with Blockstar. For those who don't know, this is the man who was literally sent to jail for killing Pop Smoke.
Because a lot of people were saying it was a robbery gone wrong. No one was intended to get hurt that night.
Nobody was intended to get hurt.
Especially
I don't feel like the drugs was part of the situation. I just feel like, I don't know, we was just kids, being kids from the hood. And too much movement.
A movement from Pop Smoke.
Movement from everybody.
In the house?
Too much shit going on. It was too much shit going on. It wasn't intentionally. I'm not sorry about nothing. It should never happen, but I ain't sorry. Feel me? Like, if I could go back, I'll go back. But I ain't sorry. Niggas die every day.
Even though Adam tried to frame it as historical significance, the interview drained whatever goodwill he had left in the community, and his IG explanation didn't help at all.
Okay, so I wanted to respond to some of the...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Feedback about me interviewing Blockstar, Pop Smoke's killer. I didn't do that interview because I don't care. That's what a lot of people seem to think, is that Adam just doesn't give a f-. That's not the case at all. I did that interview because I thought that it was an important historical record of somebody who was involved in one of the most tragic, insane stories in rap history. I knew Pop Smoke, and I have nothing but respect for him, and definitely did not want to, you know, enrage his friends or family. I actually wanted to do a piece of content that I thought they would be able to benefit from.
Still, Adam kept pushing, burning money on new shows and interviewing up-and-coming rappers, hoping to catch lightning in a bottle like he did with X back in the day. But he doesn't seem to understand that now, the entire landscape of both content creation and music these days is a lot different. People simply aren't willing to take the chance in the way they were in that era. Instead, they wait for someone else to tell them it's cool before engaging. Meanwhile, Adam was busy rebranding himself as an adult performer alongside his wife Lena the Plug through their explicit Plug Talk podcast. And things took a turn when he allowed Lena to branch out right around the same time No Jumper started falling apart. Soon, she was shooting scenes with Jason Love, a man who claimed he was providing superior service to her literal husband and father of her child.
Do you think that you f***ed her better than Adam did?
Well, obviously, yes. But I'm pretty sure he probably felt different with Adam for her because love is involved emotions. But as for the physical aspect of getting obviously.
This initially sparked conflict between Jason and Adam. But considering she had collaborated with him several times since, it would suggest maybe there was something to what Jason said. From there, Adam began to embrace the image of King of All with his For the Love of Lena show, which, if you're not familiar, is a reality competition show about finding a suitable candidate to have relations with his wife. Naturally, this aspect of his behavior is never going to be received well in hip-hop's hyper-masculine culture, and combined with everything else, his reputation was basically crumbling into pieces. Even Lena clearly lost respect for him, as she began to talk down to him in public.
You're so helpless, so I'm not gonna have you help me with something where I feel like it's gonna take me double.
So he's like a big ass kid.
Yes!
I have very limited life skills.
The other day, he's like, it's like dating a 13-year-old boy because he's like, can I stay home and play video games? I don't want to come. And then if he does come, he's on his phone in the corner the whole time, and I'm like, put your phone away, Adam. Talk to people.
And after sacrificing so much, including his pride, it makes the fact that he's now in a financial hole hit even harder. How the f*** is he going broke after selling his wife? But just when it seemed like things had hit their lowest point, it turned out that he still had plenty further to fall. By the beginning of this year, things were looking pretty dark for No Jumper. They might still have had 4 million subscribers, but the platform was devalued. Plus, fans had already been losing interest for a while, especially once it started feeling like Adam had mentally checked out and that the content took a nosedive in quality.
I have a question. If you live in SAC, is it expected that you pay additional attention to the ball sack when doing any kind of sex act?
Is you from SAC?
Wait.
You from SAC?
Say
now.
That again?
SAC, Ramento. Like, if I was from Peaceville, New Hampshire.
Oh my God.
And as social media turned against him, the Adam 16 name, which referenced his sexual assault allegations that became public in 2018, has become inescapable. Particularly after he offended academics over his very dubious conduct with a 15-year-old.
Seen so much anticipation on Reddit because they're looking at this situation as a situation in which I need to disavow academics and his behavior in order to be, I guess, like morally cohesive. And from my perspective, even if I can say, yeah, like, all right.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Act fucked up. Act should not have done that. He should be more mindful about how he's speaking, especially when there's a minor on the Discord call, whatever. But I'm not fucking dying to just jump out the window. It's like there's so many people who want his spot. It's just the level of desperation to cancel people is so fucking lame to me.
And as always, there were concerns over the treatment of his co-workers that have stuck by him from even some of his most loyal audience members. A user on the r/nojumper Reddit summed it up perfectly by saying he gave Lush a lot of grumpy energy and picked on him constantly. Just because you're not scared of Lush doesn't make it okay for you to just pick on him. Keep the same energy with Brick Baby. Lighten up. You're the one that's making this shit unbearable to listen to with your attitude. You aren't an expert podcaster. You have just done a lot with them. You're literally sitting around talking shit and you're lucky as f*** to even get paid for it. At this point, Adam's conduct at the helm of the channel seemed like a masterclass in what not to do. And as if that wasn't bad enough, he then decided to literally scam his fans. Out of nowhere, Adam got himself involved in a rug pull for a cuck coin on the Solana blockchain after announcing his involvement 30 minutes prior to the launch. As his market cap promptly swelled from 500k to 4 million, key investors pulled out and crashed the coin down to 100k value. In essence, the classic pump and dump strategy that has plagued the entire crypto world for years. This would look bad for anyone, but coming from a guy who used to speak out against these kinds of schemes, it looks even worse. Back in 2021, Adam was tweeting things like, "What's the difference between pushing crypto scams and selling your fans NFTs? Both are worthless digital junk that no one actually expects to gain value." By now, Adam's not exactly known for owning up to his mistakes, and sure enough, he played dumb like he had no clue what was happening.
I was scammed.
You were scammed?
Someone told me that they had a bag for me to promote a crypto token. I guess I didn't process initially that it was going to be perceived as like me starting a crypto token. When it was proposed to me, they told me Moneybag Yo just did this. He didn't have any significant amount of backlash. The Baby just did this. Here's a couple other rappers that are set to do this in the next couple days. I take the payment. Then I look at the text that they want me to post. And I think that it was a little bit outside of the realm of what I should have posted. I think I should have made it more clear that this was merely a project that in my heart of hearts, as a non-crypto guy, I was excited about. I think I should have made it more clear that this was not something that I had created out of thin air. I also had no idea about any sort of nefarious intent. People are saying that this was a rug pull. I didn't know. I didn't realize that this was going to be the same type of thing that I've watched so many CoffeeZilla videos about.
But then came a run-in with the YouTube investigator CoffeeZilla, who came with receipts and turned the whole thing into an event. Real talk, you shouldn't run a coin. It's lame. And you're either gonna scam or get scammed, said CoffeeZilla in a screenshot of his Twitter DMs to Adam. How else am I gonna afford all the Galaxy gas? This was low even for him, but the desperation now makes more sense following his announcement that the whole company was going down the tubes after they overstretched themselves.
We expanded too much during COVID at just about the exact moment that our revenue streams all took a hit. We hired a whole bunch of editors and other employees, and we bought a huge office building that cost us almost $4 million, thinking that the growth that we were experiencing during the pandemic was going to continue. And unfortunately, that did not happen. Our YouTube numbers, which had doubled or even tripled, gradually returned to normal. Our Snapchat and Facebook numbers, which had exploded during COVID, sometimes even hitting six figures a month, shrank by about 80% or more. Our Patreon, which was absolutely killing it for a year or two when we were doing uncensored, aka nude interviews with up-and-coming superstars like Kazumi and Sky Bree, fell off quite a bit with the launch of Plug Talk and a decreased...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Interest in seeing us interview stars.
Courtesy of a series of major L's, including their Instagram account being taken down, Adam, who had previously acted like he was killing the content game, was now desperate for sponsors to come aboard.
After almost 10 years of building it up and essentially no strikes on our account, we got taken down one day and we still have absolutely no idea why. We've had no luck getting it back despite being in contact with what seems like every Instagram recovery guy on the face of the planet. We were bringing in a very solid amount of cash monthly that was keeping us afloat via selling sponsored posts on the account, and that mostly vanished overnight. And while we've been growing the new No Jumper LA account up ever since and managing to sell sponsored collab posts using my Instagram and the No Jumper LA account, DM or email if interested.
This was teamed with a lawsuit from a former employee, which was causing a great deal of stress and financial strain for him and the company.
Now, essentially everything in this lawsuit is completely fictional, and every lawyer that I've spoken to about it has described this as basically an extortion attempt, but it still cost us a ton of money already, and it's expected to cost us many hundreds of thousands of dollars to see this through to completion. It's insane to me that a person that we did so much for can just invent some grievances out of thin air and cost us this much money as a result. His streaming career has completely tanked, and he even got kicked off the podcast that he left No Jumper to start, but somehow That's our reality, and we have to fight this rather than just give in to this piece of shit.
The man in question is Harmonious Yearly, a former No Jumper host who also ended up falling out with Lil House Phone's Biggest Bro crew, sparking what's probably one of the only viral moments that channels ever had.
You don't have the best reputation for being like a productive, you know, like person.
And you think that you getting live, you going live to 50 viewers and getting drunk every night is you being so productive.
Yep.
You are the most ass nigga I've ever met in my entire life, on God.
His argument is on the grounds of wrongful termination, with another former employee, Riley G, alleging sexual harassment.
90% of the shit in that lawsuit is bullshit. Sexual harassment or unlawful termination or whatever lawsuit is only going to be able to address things that took place while these people worked here. Even the biggest No Jumper hater who was aware of what was going on at No Jumper while they were here, we never treated her with any kind of disrespect, including going massively out of our way. Remember when a big homie was liking her Instagram photos and shit? We basically like put it on the table, like, if you're uncomfortable with anything that he's done around you, he's out of here. There was never any sort of documentation of her feeling uncomfortable in any way. There's no complaints, nothing that was said.
Now facing a whole host of obstacles from fixing the platform, it remains to be seen whether it's going to be viable for it to keep existing in the way that it is. But what's telling about how far he and the company have plummeted is that there is little sympathy for what he's facing, even from long-term viewers. Bad character, bad business. I smell a move and rebrand from street gang members back to rappers. From a guy who has watched since 2015, this is so satisfying. In an attempt to combat everything, he's trying to minimize overheads by selling the Melrose store and warehouse. But he continues to insist that he personally has plenty of cash remaining and it's just the company that's in trouble.
Am I personally going broke? No. I do porn. I have a very successful business called Plug Talk. I also, not a big spender. I've got plenty of money that I've stashed away over the years. I put the money away. You know, I very much look forward to the day where I'm sick of doing content and I can just ride off into the sunset and not think about paying the bills.
However, some people think that the whole thing is an elaborate scam to evade the legal fees that are coming with the major fallout from the Big U scenario.
I made it 41 years into this life before I had involvement, conversation with federal agents. And when they showed up, I was wearing a...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Red Nike Tech, not exactly the definition of fresh, but I got a crazy update, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. 22ster has got a big update.
Even then, not everyone's buying that, with Charleston White suggesting it was all a publicity stunt for their faltering company.
Wack 100 said that Adam 22 got arrested. Do you really feel like he got arrested? Because I feel like it's a publicity stunt.
I don't believe he got arrested. I believe the feds contacted him to come turn over some information. A lot of things that they probably have evidence and need evidence for sits in his video file.
Yeah.
From them niggas talk.
Whatever's the case, Adam's enemies relished it like kids at Christmas. Most notably, Joe Budden.
Our good brother Adam 22 recently put out a video. He put out a video recently talking about the state of No Jumper. We had Adam 22 on our show at Parks's. We pressed him a little bit, got a lot of backlash from the audience, left it alone. Time will tell. God don't play about me. These niggas fall flat on concrete every time. It never fails. I want to talk about all of the Adam cheerleaders that had their pom-poms out a few years ago telling me about all the money that Adam made.
In the aftermath, he went on a whole campaign of gloating.
I'd like to play it for y'all.
Somebody sent me a clip of Joe Budden claiming that No Jumper's doing real bad in terms of our views and everything. So let's do the science.
Oh, shit.
No Jumper's main channel plus our clips channel has done about 26, 27 million views for the past month. 2 times by far what you have going on. And on top of that, we kill it on Facebook. We kill it.
He did all that.
Dirty BMX white boy. Let me tell you, like I tell my 50-year-old black friends. Once Facebook enters the conversation, I'm leaving.
Check out. That's for mom and dad.
Overall, Adam's now getting hit with a whole host of hindsight from people who were once close to him, including WAC 100. On a recent episode of their Always Chaotic show, WAC claimed that he had already told Adam about the exact YouTube member's model that he's now scrambling to use to save the company.
When I first came in here, in my head, I'm like, shit, we're gonna make way more money if we got a subscription-based platform. But you shot it down and we were fresh in our build. I didn't want you to feel like I was trying to press you to do something you don't want to do. I let it go.
But this wasn't met with enthusiasm from viewers. Instead, it was seen as just another ploy to exploit the audience, just as he exploited the culture. Business meetings on air about extracting more money from fans for no additional value. Nice. But it's not just the company funds running out that Adam has had to deal with. There's also the fact that Brick Baby's indictment and the feds hinting that they used the show to gather evidence has given No Jumper such a bad rep that guests now actively avoid talking about street drama on the podcast. Just look at how Lil Ry subtly told his friend to stop speaking on things that potentially cause issues for them.
If you rap really good and you get really popular, then maybe Trump will pardon you for future crimes if they do happen to happen. I mean, he's done it. He's got a few rappers out. Boosie seems like he really feels like Donald Trump is going to help him get out of his Fed case.
Boosie got a Fed case one morning?
Yeah, Boosie got caught, like, felon in possession of a firearm.
I thought he beat us.
He beat it on a state level, and then the feds picked it up right away, which is actually insane that they could do that.
That's funny. I don't know.
Or when Adam asked X4 a question about putting in work in the streets for his gang, only to be given the silent treatment.
I saw this video that alleged that it was you involved in this crazy-ass shootout. What was that situation?
And rather than fold to the awkwardness, X4 kept it so stone-faced that it actually kept...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Adam lost for words.
Maybe it might not have been you. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. I don't think it was me.
Okay. But that wasn't related to any of the cases that you caught? Well played. Okay. So... It's kind of hard to pick another question after that.
As if all this wasn't damning enough, another thing that won't rehabilitate its relationship as a Fed information pipeline is that other cast members are essentially flinging Brick Baby under the bus now that he's in the pen.
What's happening? This is
Do
the
you believe
white,
Brick Baby is capable of doing those things?
Again, man. Brick
Have you is... ever seen him be anything other than nice to you?
Listen, Brick has always been good to me. But again, if his baby mama is on a wiretap.
Baby mamas are crazy. Baby mamas be saying the craziest liar stuff because ones. They know.
Yeah, but not her great. Though, bro. She's the nicest.
Is yeah. That this is what it is. Whatever's on paper is what's on paper yeah. And nothing else matters.
Look.
Now, who in their right mind would want to be in that environment? With guests likely to think twice and the public perception of the No Jumper brand at an all-time low, Adam has now resorted to the influencer equivalent of begging on X. After putting out a post saying, "If you become a YouTube member for $5 a month, send me a screenshot and I'll open your DM on here and respond for life." For Adam, this must be really painful. At one point, he was viewed as among the biggest players in hip-hop that people flocked to every month. But now, due to a string of terrible behavior and awful decisions from him about the direction of the channel, people aren't just willing to let it pass on. They are actively reveling in his misery. Damn, OnlyFans money must be drying up. No one wants to save your shitty podcast. Whatever happens next, it's gonna take every ounce of Adam's business sense to keep his brand alive. Because right now, he's facing a massive uphill battle just to have anything left worth saving. As always, I'll catch you on the next one.
Peace!
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day.
Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.